New COVID-19 vaccination figures published today show that 15,852 people aged 85 years and older had their first dose by last Monday. By then, a total of 359,559 vaccination doses had been administered overall. As the vaccination programme gathers pace, Nursing Homes Ireland is calling for the phased introduction of in-person visits to long-term residential care facilities. Tadhg Daly is CEO of Nursing Homes Ireland and he's in our Cork studio. A very good afternoon, Tadhg Daly, and thanks for joining us on the programme.
Good afternoon, Brian.
First of all, what is the latest on the vaccination of nursing home residents? How much progress has been made? How close is it to completion?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's very, very good news, obviously. In fact, the HSE confirmed in the last number of days, where the vast majority now of nursing home residents have in fact received their second dose. There will be some residents who couldn't accept the dose, the first vaccine rather, because they were ill themselves, or indeed some remaining staff members. So they'll be picked up over the next couple of weeks. So clearly, it's thanks to the HSE and the public health teams across the country that the vaccination rollout has been very successful in nursing homes, with very high take-up among both residents and staff.
Currently, of course, visits, indoor, in-person visits to nursing homes are prohibited. You'd like that to be looked at again?
Yeah, well, I mean, the current guidance is that visits would be permitted, or facilitated rather, in critical and compassionate circumstances. So we think it's very timely now to look at the prospect again of, as it were, opening with care, because it is time to explore that. The virus is still a significant threat, and we do need to balance the risk of the virus against the well-being of residents. And obviously protecting residents is the priority. So what we're saying is that it's legitimate now to ask the question, is that given that most of the residents will have received their second dose, when can we resume safely in-person visits, and what are the building blocks so that we can incrementally increase the number of visits back into nursing homes again, because that is a huge part of nursing home life.
You're saying that this should be done on a phased basis. What do you mean by that?
Well, clearly, you know, the vaccination is one element of it, and I suppose we have to be guided by public health ultimately here. But what we're looking at is that there's a number of other measures. Infection control will still be a significant element of any visit to a nursing home in the foreseeable future. We've also engaged with the minister in the last number of weeks around the prospect of antigen testing, for example, obviously PPE, face coverings, and also the potential of vaccinating visitors to nursing homes. So I think we need to look at all of the measures, and the reason I'm saying incrementally, we have to open safely because the protection of residents is the ultimate priority, and put the building blocks now in place so that we can, at least over the coming days and weeks, and in fact NPHET at its meeting on last Thursday agreed that the Health Protection Surveillance Centre would relook at the visiting guidance. So we'd be hopeful that there will be a significant relaxation of the visiting guidance in the coming weeks.
But initially perhaps are you envisaging something along the lines of one family member or other individual be nominated as a person who might be able to visit a resident in a home until that can be more broadly widened?
Yeah, I think that's what we'll have to do. You know, we do have to move very, very carefully. As I say, our colleagues in Scotland issued some guidance yesterday to the Scottish Government and our sister organisation, Scottish Care. So I think we should mirror many of those measures which would ensure that on the one hand we can reintroduce visits, but on the other hand ensure that we can take, as I say, all of the necessary steps to protect both residents and staff.
And just one final question, Tadhg Daly. In terms of nursing homes admitting new residents, what is the procedure, the protocol there in relation to whether they should be vaccinated or not, whether they should have a negative a COVID test?
Yeah, well, thankfully the situation regarding testing has much improved, both from the point of view of serial testing of staff in nursing homes and also of residents. So the procedure now at the moment is that all new admissions from hospital would be tested before they leave the hospital. We would also like to see that the person would be vaccinated potentially prior to admission to a nursing home, or if not vaccinated prior to admission, then at the very earliest opportunity. And clearly the fact that now GPs are engaging in the vaccination programme means that we can hopefully escalate that particular position as well.
All right, Tadhg Daly, CEO of Nursing Homes Ireland, thank you for talking to us.